Well, hello there. This is Living Your Success 24/7 with Michael Caine. That's right. You heard me. Michael Caine. Spell it right. K-A-N-E. Well, today we're going to talk about negativity. Oh, I know. Let's run. Run when it's negative, right? You just want to run. Want to sweep it under the rug. You want to get rid of it. Let's talk about it. You can't talk about negativity without talking about resiliency. When you fall down, you get up. When something doesn't go your way, you bounce back and try twice as harder as you tried originally. So let's define negative. First of all, usually we interpret negative to mean something we don't like. We don't want to hear. We don't want to experience. That's what we really, in practice, do. Because even though the message could be the truth or a fact, we may not want to hear it because it's counter to what we expect and what we hope, what we pray and wish for, right? But let's start off. We're going to come back to that. We're going to talk about real negativity. Okay, and then we're going to migrate into this fuzziness of negativity, what we think it is or not is. Okay, let's say you're on your job. You're on a job. Let's go with that. And there's somebody that just does not like you. You didn't do anything to them. Didn't say anything negative. Didn't do anything. Don't even really even know them. No interaction. But every time they encounter you, they say something negative or they have a negative expression. You know that thing they call body language? Most communication, this is a fact, most communication is body language. What is it? 55, 57% of all communication is body language. So before someone even opens their mouth or turns to you to say anything, they say it with their eyes. They say it with their cheekbones, the muscles in their face, the way they look. That look could be unhappy or like you stank, right? Or it could be opposite. That body language could be welcoming and pleasant. They could be reeling you in a positive note with body language. But we're talking about negativity. So this person is looking at you like you're the last thing on earth they want to see. This is at your job. What are you going to do? Quit your job? Quit your job every time someone doesn't like you? Is that what you do? Be quitting a lot of times, I tell you. And you know what? Some people do. I would urge you to strengthen yourself, to become the Superman, Superwoman, the Hulk, the Hulk S, and let that crap bounce right off back to the person that's giving you the negativity. I want you to more than hang in there. I want you to thrive and survive. Now, you say, well, Michael Caine, that sounds so easy. Why don't you do it? It took me a while to develop that. It took me, honestly. It's not an overnight thing, but it's a work in progress. And the main takeaway here, don't give anyone power. Don't give anyone that power over you where they can look at you funny or they can say one stupid, inappropriate sentence and you fall apart, start crying and start, why I got to quit my job. Don't let anyone have that much power over you. But don't stoop down. I'm moving into how to deal with it. You want to not stoop down to their low, low, hellish level. You want to maintain your persona, your charisma, your it, your who you are. And you let it bounce back. And a lot of times what I do, I act as if I don't even hear it. I just ignore them like they're like, you're nothing to me. So you're not qualified to talk about me. So I'm not even looking at you communicating with you. And because it's a job, sometimes you do have to work on a group, a work group, or partner with this person that's nasty, ugly, straight from hell. Hades himself sent it, this person, to terrorize you at work or wherever it is. It could be school. We know there's a lot of school bullying. I have a zero tolerance for bullies. Bullies are a product of a hell as well, because they have nothing going on for them, so they have to terrorize and interfere with other people's happiness and joy. So, you know, a lot of bullies are little monsters in disguise. That's right. Yeah, you heard it. You heard it from me. You heard it from me. And yeah, I'm a defender of those innocents, those people. And I was bullied too, right? I can speak from firsthand experience. I think we all been, a lot of people been bullied, if not directly, kind of indirectly. And sometimes you just kind of, it's not so in your face. But other words could be replaced by with that by saying it discriminated against, right? Treated inappropriately. You know, so it's important that we know negative when we see it. It could be not just a person, but a situation could be turned negative through no fault of anyone. For example, let's say again on your job, and you interview, you want a promotion, and it's close between you and some other persons or several people. And let's say you didn't get the job. Well, it's a negative outcome. You didn't get the job, and it can hurt, it can sting. But you're not going to win every race. Get out of here. I know you're saying, what do you mean I'm not going to win every race? Not going to always get the gold medal. That's just a reality. You're just not. No one gets the gold medal every time they're up to bat at the plate or whatever they're doing. So it's important that you practice harder, study harder, smarter, seek wisdom, coaching, mentoring, and put the time in. So maybe you can do better next time, the next go around. So situations could just be not to our liking, this negative, where it's just sucks, right? So the key is you already know who you are. That's why it's important to define yourself and your values and be strong. I know you say it's easier said than done, but all these experiences build up to make who you are. The failures, the challenges, as well as all the good stuff. You get the promotion. You get the, if it's a romantic relationship, you get the person of your dreams. You, if it's a job, you get the job of your dreams. You win the lottery, whatever. Things could be good. But that shouldn't define you. Oh, everything's going well, so I'm well. No, you're well. If it's not going well out there, you're okay. What is that song, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive? So you will survive. You know you will. So you have to be resilient and bounce that stuff off when a situation, you didn't get that assignment, you didn't get that raise. Perhaps they forgot it was your birthday and didn't celebrate it. Got your feelings hurt. We can go on and on and on and on. Yeah, so negative or problems or issues are going to happen. They're going to come into your life, but it's up to you how you receive it and how long you let it fester in your spirit, in your brain, your mind. Are you going to let it take you down for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 6 months, a day, half a day, an hour, 5 minutes? That part is up to you, because you have the power get your power back. Get your power back through fight through the negativity, like if it were a storm, like this gale force wind tsunami is coming at you. It's knocking you all over the ground and the floor and everything. It's getting torn up. It's up to you to summon that inner strength, that power to rise again, to get back up. And perhaps it knocks you right back down immediately or the next day or the next month, the next year. Summon that inner strength and say, I have a mission to complete. I have a purpose to fulfill. And I'm going to do exactly that before I leave this earth permanently, right? Like you can leave it temporarily, right? Permanently. Yeah, of course. Perhaps, you never know, could be going to Mars or the moon or wherever, like they're trying to send us there. So that's all I have to say. I don't want to belabor this. I just want to encourage you, motivate you to keep going. Keep putting that left foot out, that right foot, left, right, left, right, left, left. Keep getting up. Put the Band-Aids on the sores and cuts and get right back up and do it again. Do it again. Don't give up. Keep the faith. Fight for what you know is the thing to do. So that said, please continue to listen to this podcast, and I thank you for listening. And please share it with your family and friends and co-workers, any groups, whoever you're affiliated with, please share and sign up on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, even my website, livingyoursuccess.com. And I encourage you to buy my book, Slaying Your Dragons, Living the Life You Always Wanted. Living the Life You Always Wanted. Don't you want to live that life? So buy the book. It's on Amazon.com. Michael Caine is K-A-N-E. Living the Life You Always Wanted is a subtitle. It's called Slaying Your Dragons. And you can buy the ebook is good. And also the paperback, very affordable. So I appreciate you. Appreciate all of you. Until next time, my friends, this is Living Your Success 24/7 with Michael Caine. And till next time, that's right. And there will be a next time, I promise you. Thank you. Adios.